Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. We thank the Lord for the beautiful weather that He's given to us this day. And this is the day that the Lord hath made. And so how should we respond? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's right. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And we need to have that smile on our face because of the Lord. Not because we've got a manufactured television smile, you know, Walt Disney World, where they do it like this, when you see them doing their hands like that so they don't get tired. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the joy that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit within our hearts. Last week I read from Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10. I want to read those two verses again. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And then I thought about in regard to this, a verse that you're all familiar with, Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Dr. Robert Ketchum used to read it this way. The Lord is my shepherd, I want for nothing. I want for nothing. In other words, the Lord is with me. Why do I need to worry about it? You know, there are people that are list type people. I happen to be one of those type of people. I like to list things out, get things done. I got to make sure I don't forget anything. So I like to have a list. And you know how many times the list gets interrupted? This is what I'm going to do today. Dr. Watt alluded to it this morning in Sunday school. This is what I'm going to do today. And I look at my list and I said, I didn't get that done. I'll have to push that to Saturday. And your list gets all cattywampus, as my grandmother used to say. But do you realize that the presence of God in our lives guarantees something for us? It means we'll have whatever we need. Now, some people say, oh, you're preaching a health and wealth gospel. I'm not preaching that at all. We're not talking about, you know, that you're going to have an overabundance of material things. With the presence of the Lord, I have everything I need to live the Christian life. That's the promise. Why do the lions lack? Why do the young lions lack? Well, they're animals. Now, God provides for them material things. But the comparison is this. You and I are not animals. We're not animals. I think this is one of the greatest passages here in Psalm 34 against evolution. This whole concept and idea that we're just all, we're just equal with the animal kingdom. No, we're not. We were created with a mind. We were created with a soul and a spirit. And God wants us to understand and know that in Him, I want for nothing. I want for nothing. We were worried as a nation about where we're going. But for the Christian, we know where things are going. One of these days, the trump's going to sound, and we're going to be caught up into the air to meet our Savior, the one who died for us, and we're going to live with Him forever. We don't want for anything. Our future is secure in Jesus Christ. Do I hear an amen? Yeah. Well, you say, well, yeah, that part of our future is secure, but right now, here on this earth, I'm not too sure. Well, let me tell you something. You need to expand your faith. It's wonderful to talk about heaven and the streets of gold, but it's another thing to understand and know that the Lord's with you right now at Grace Bible Church in this building. And when you walk out the door, the Holy Spirit of God, if you possess Him, is going with you, and God's everywhere. He's not in a little piece and part. The Lord is everywhere with His children. The Lord is my shepherd. I want for nothing. Meditate on that, Christian. Let that sink into your heart and life. The reason that we have troubles and difficulties is because we walk away from the shepherd. We walk away from the shepherd. You see, one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is that He'll be with you if you want Him. I will draw nigh unto them who draw nigh unto me. The first action is me drawing nigh unto Him, and He will draw nigh. You see how it works? If you desire Him, You want Him. You draw near to Him. He will draw near to you. But if you just continue on your way doing your own thing or whatever, He'll just stay off to the side and let you do what you're going to do. And then you'll have to face all the consequences that come with that. May God help us to enjoy the presence of the Shepherd and to realize what that means. It means that I will want for nothing.